Link Business, please enter the number you are calling about beginning with the area code. Please enter the full 10-digit number that you are calling about, including area code. Please hold while we transfer your call. For quality assurance, your call may be recorded.
Thank you for calling CenturyLink. My name is Tammy. How can I help you?
Hi, Tammy. This call is being recorded. Are you okay with it?
Yes. I think you said it's being recorded. I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. How about now? I'm sorry.
Yep, that's better. Is that what you said? It's being recorded?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay. Yep, I'm good with that.
Okay. So let's see. I added 4 lines in October or so, and I was told that they were going to be $14.99 a piece, and that didn't happen. And now I've got this huge total on my bill, and I'm trying to straighten it out and get things fixed.
Okay. Let's start with your phone number or account number, please.
Sure. 360-376-3631.
And the name of the business?
Collier Technologies, LLC.
And your name, please.
My name is CJ, Charlie Juliet. Adams Collier is my last name.
All right. Give me just a minute here, CJ. Let me get everything pulled up. And for verification, if you could give me address we send the bill to.
85 Raccoon Point Road. East Sound, Washington, 98245.
And then the total current charges on that statement that you've got.
Oh, boy. Let me pull it up here. Open up a bunch of things here. Give me a second. Oh, it's 2011, sorry. All right. 225 says that previous balance was 87944. I made a 105 payment, and current charges is 82041. And that was
that'll work.
February 25th, 2011.
Oh. All right. So let's take a look here. Let me just look over the account for just a minute here.
Okay, if you can pull up September of 2011, that's the last one that was on the mark.
You said September's bill?
Yeah, September's bill.
All right, let me look at that one. Looks like September's bill was $89.38.
Right, and I was sending $90.
Two lines, inside wire maintenance on one, and taxes and surcharges. Okay.
And in October, I called and talked to Christopher W. Brown, and I said, hey, I'm interested in getting 2 new DSL lines, and he said, okay, well, we can get those to you for $14.99 a piece. And I was aghast. I was amazed. So I ordered 2, and I called back the next day to verify that the order went through, and it had not, so I placed it again. And Chris called me later that afternoon, kind of in a panic, telling me, oh, no, you've ordered 4. Are you okay with that? And I told him, well, you know, it's going to be kind of expensive, and I can't really afford $60 a month, but since it's such a great price and you seem to kind of be in a panic, I'll go ahead and have 4 DSL lines at $14.99, so long as they are only $14.99. And so I bumped my my payment each month up to up $20 to cover the first line, since that was immediately installed. And as more lines were added, I've increased the payments. But the bill that I'm getting doesn't reflect $14.99 at all. And there are a bunch of other random charges. And, yeah, I don't know where they came from.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. Let me put you on hold for a minute.
Okay.
Let me read the notes on the orders. Let me take a look at the bills. Just give me a couple minutes to kind of look over everything, okay?
Okay, I'll be hanging out.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, CJ.
Hey there.
I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I'm still looking everything over, but there is one thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
So two of the internet connections,
mm-hmm.
are two of them supposed to be on the actual telephone lines that you have? Or are they supposed to be, you know, separate internet connections?
Yeah,
because
all...
here's what I'm showing. I'm showing you have the phone lines
mm-hmm.
that end in the 3631 mm-hmm. and the 4075. And then you have the internet connections. Actually, I'm sorry. You do have another one, the 6310 also.
Right. I believe I canceled 4075. I thought that I had done that. Yeah. So we've got 3631, and we've got a third party providing DSL over that, and we used to have a third party providing
okay.
DSL over 4075, but I canceled that in order to be able to afford the $15 per month times four. And since they couldn't provision anything out here, we could only get two lines. There's another, my kid's school in town has that 6310 number, and since they already had
okay.
DSL, I figured I would, have you guys provision that DSL, and I would cover it since I had already had those lines set aside, but not yet provisioned. So right now I just have three lines up, and I assume that you're billing me for all four, but I only since February have had 6310 up, and before that I only had two DSL lines.
Okay. Okay. Let me. Because I'm showing. Okay. The 3631, I'm showing, is one of your 2780 charges.
Right.
And then the 4075 as well.
Okay. I thought that I called and canceled that one.
2780. I'm sorry, say that again?
I thought that I had called and canceled at 4075, like in November or so. And my wife told me, yes, I did, in fact, cancel 4075.
360, you know what, hang on, I do 360376. That's, let me look at this real quick, what's this? DSL is removed. So I'm showing that the internet isn't on that one anymore, but I'm still showing that the actual phone service on that line is with us.
Well, you never provided my DSL service on 4075. That was provided by a company called Rock Island, and they're a third-party provider.
All right, so we need to get rid of the 4075.
Yeah, I haven't taken
any calls.
And
you said that was... And I'm showing, back... Now, it looks like it actually went through my system around December 5th. It was late November that it was put in,
okay.
the request to have part of the services go to that other company. It looks like it was December 5th. Okay. See, and another department has to do that. All right. Let me look at one other thing here, because... I mean, even if your discounts were on some of these. Oops. All right, so on the 439. Sorry, give me just a minute here.
Yeah, it's really complicated. I understand. Take your time.
And even with the discounts that I'm showing are on the account, it still only takes it down to $49.95. Not, you said $14.95, right?
$14.99. And I've got some
$14.99. Yeah.
I've got some advertisements that I've seen online for DSL at that price. If, I don't know. I mean, I was told that it was $14.99, and that's the only reason that I ordered four lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me put you back on hold for just a minute, okay?
Yep.
Thanks. Hey, CJ, one more quick question for you.
Yeah.
The pricing that you were given, and I don't want you to think I'm discrediting what you're saying at all. I just have to ask this.
Yes.
Did the representative ever send you an email, or was this all verbal?
We have email exchanges, but the price that he gave me was verbal. I've looked through our email exchanges, and I've sent him email mentioning the $14.99 price point, and he has never refuted it. But I don't have anything in writing from him saying that it was $14.99.
Okay.
Oh, can I get your name?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's Tammy. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to put you back on hold. I am going to ask a supervisor to look at the account, see if there's anything that I'm missing, you know, a promotion that we had back then. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't figure out, even in the state of Washington, the only thing that I see was back then we had a promotion that was $19.99, which is a lot closer. I know it's still not the $14. I see a $19.99, but that's only for 3 months, and that's when the internet has a phone line associated with it. You know, it's not the pure broadband like you have.
Right.
So I am going to, you know, I'm just kind of trying to give you an idea of where I'm at. I'm going to have a supervisor look at it for me. I'm going to be honest with you. Let me ask you this question. If I come back to you and say, I don't have a clue, because I'm not going to lie to you, you know what I mean? What are you going to want to do at that point? Are you going to want to get rid of some services? You know what I mean?
Well, what I'll need to do is I've got customers who the Salmon Berry School at 3610 is depending on me, so I've got to provide them service. If I have to downgrade to a single DSL line myself, that's fine. But, you know, I was told that it would be a certain price, and I don't have $1,400 in my back pocket that I can use to pay this bill down. And
definitely, definitely. Okay, give me a couple minutes. Like I said, let me talk to a supervisor, and let me kind of go from there, okay?
Well, I've also got the email address of Mr. Brown, and I can send you and him an email, and maybe you can talk with him. Maybe he knows some information.
I'm going to be honest with you, he's in the same office as I am.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
He's in the same office, so I know who he is.
Okay.
So just bear with me here a couple minutes, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hold right now. Could you get me some water? Coffee? Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. you. Girl, can you hand me that hard drive bay there? Thank you. I've got headphones on, I can't hear you. What was that? Appreciate your help, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, CJ.
Hi, Tammy.
I apologize for the wait. I've got a supervisor looking over the account and just looking everything over. And actually, he's talking to someone else. He's got me on hold right now. So if you don't mind, just continue to bear with me here, okay?
No problem. I'll just keep working on what I'm working on.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks. Hey, CJ?
Hey there.
All right, couple questions to you coming from my supervisor.
Sure.
First thing is, how many internet connections do you absolutely need? I know pricing was why you have so many. Forget pricing for a minute, which I know it's hard to do when you got a $1,400 bill. I get that.
Yeah.
What do you actually need?
Well, I'm going to be moving, and I think I'm going to be moving closer to the D-SLAM. And the reason that I got so many was because I wanted more than 1.5 megs. So I think I'll just need one, and I'll need one for the school. So since I've got one for the school, I got one for myself, two is all I need.
Okay. Now tell me which address is which.
Okay. The 3610 is probably 3610 North Beach, maybe, something like that. No, let's see. 63. Boy, I know. Let me look up the address of the school here.
I have 867 North Beach Road.
Oh yeah, that sounds about right. 867. That would be
okay. So you need one at that address.
Right, and then I'm gonna.
And then.
Well, so right now we're at 85 Raccoon Point Road, and we're moving on the 15th. So you can just set it up as 17 Bartell Road. As B A R T E L L.
Okay, so you actually need two connections. I know that the one address is going to change, but for today, let's talk today. You need one at North Beach Road and one at Raccoon Point, correct?
Correct.
Is what you absolutely need. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let me put you back on hold then, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Hey, CJ?
Yeah, hi, Tammy.
My supervisor still got, he put me back on hold. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you forward to me the emails that you have?
Sure, and I sent them to Jamie, I've forgotten her name. I compiled them all and I sent them to somebody at CenturyLink a little while ago, so I'll find that email and I'll just forward it to you. And just to let you know...
Okay, let me give you my... Sorry, go ahead.
I talked with Jamie, and when I was on the phone with her, she seemed like she was suggesting that since I don't have it in writing, nothing's going to happen, and I owe it all. So, like, I was kind of frustrated about that.
When did you talk to that person?
Oh, I have it in the email. When I look up the last thing, I'll get you the date, but it was right around February when we turned on the 6310 number.
I'm just looking through the notes here. I see a Jesse.
Jesse, that sounds right, yeah.
Okay. All right, let me give you my email address.
Go ahead.
It is Tamara, which is TAMARA dot Butcher, B as in boy, UTCHER at CenturyLink.com.
All right, then I will get that email that I sent to Jesse, I think you said your name was, and I'll forward it on to you.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to put you back on hold and go check back with my supervisor, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
What was that, Zelda? Oh, I've got to do the thing. I don't think I'll have it. I think you should have it. Neither do I.
Hey, CJ?
Hi there.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I know I've had you on hold forever. I actually, my supervisor went back and talked to the other department who, like, you know, handles the disconnects and stuff like that, and he actually happened to get Jesse, who you were talking to back in January.
Yeah.
So I'm actually on my other line with my supervisor and Jesse, mm-hmm. and I think Jesse just actually emailed you because she was waiting on a response from her supervisor. So bear with me here. I think what's going to happen is I think I'm going to end up giving you to Jesse and her supervisor
mm-hmm.
Because I can't disconnect any products or anything like that. But just bear with me here a couple minutes if you don't mind, okay?
Yeah, can you confirm for me that you got the email that I sent your way?
Say that again?
Can you confirm for me that you received the email
yes.
I sent you?
Yep, I've got both emails.
Great, great. Thanks.
The one that you sent to me, Jesse, or... Okay, that's your billing person, me, Chris, and Jesse, and then I got the one that you sent just to me.
Okay.
With the email that you had sent to Jesse last month.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Bear with me here, all right?
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Is it?
Thank you.
Hey, CJ.
Hi there.
All right. I have Jessie on the line with us.
Hi, Jessie.
And she's the one that you were talking to last month. I'm going to stay on the line, too, but I'm going to let her kind of talk to you from here. But like I said, I'm on the line, too, okay?
Okay. Hey, Jessie, this call is being monitored.
Hey.
Are you all right with this?
I'm totally fine with that. What I wanted to let you know is I apologize that this is still continuing. However, I have been waiting for some kind of resolution to this. So what we have done is kind of escalated this. And what I need to know at this point is this. I know that obviously you have four different connections. And from my understanding, you're only, and correct me if I'm wrong, you only need the one DSL per location. Am I correct?
That's correct. I just need two.
Okay.
One for Salmon Berry School and one for ourselves.
I am so sorry. I did not understand anything that you just said.
I said that we do need two lines, one for the Salmon Berry School and one for our own offices.
Okay. The two telephone numbers that you're actually using to call out, receive calls, what are those two phone numbers? That way I can write this down and get it taken care of.
Sure. Salmon Berry Schools is 6310. And Collier Technologies is 3631.
Okay. So those two numbers we are not going to touch.
Okay.
What about the line ending in 4075?
I was under the impression that that had been canceled in November. I had adjusted my billing accordingly.
Okay. So bill effect back to November. Perfect. Okay. Now, are you... The one thing I'm concerned about, because I am going to have to cancel two of these connections.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in any kind of, do you know at all which connection is which, or does it matter, or do you have a preference? Because I want to get these off.
Yeah, I do have that information. Let me check that out. I've just got to open up a file here. All right. For Salmon Berry, I believe it was formerly 4072, but the account number for that is CTL10127808.
And that's one that we need to keep.
Yes, and that's associated with 3610.
36. Perfect. Okay. And then the other connection.
Well, I'm currently using two of them. You can choose either one of them to keep, and the other one we can disconnect.
Okay.
We have CTL10127739, and the other is the same, ending in 481.
Okay. You know what? I wonder, Tammy, if I go in here and disconnect this, and I'll see if it'll give me the option to. I don't see why it wouldn't. If I
mm-hmm.
can still affect it back. Instead of issuing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, CJ, don't mind this conversation for a minute. My question for you is, Jesse, how far back will the system let you bill affect back? I was thinking it was only 90. You know, I don't know. I haven't done a disconnect order in so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was only 90 days. That was why I didn't know if that would work.
This is what I'm going to do. How about this? This is what I'm going to do. Since he just stated that the line ending in the 4075 was supposed to be disconnected back in November, I'm going to disconnect that. I'm going to put the bill effect date November 1st and see what it does.
Okay.
CJ,
and see if it will let you go back that far. Okay.
Yeah. What's your phone number here, or your can-be-reached number? That way I can place it in the order. I have it. I just have it on a different screen.
Sure, no problem. I just got a new cell phone from work, and I haven't memorized the number yet, so hold on. Let me pull it out of my pocket.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to look this up every time. All right, here it is, 206.
No, you're fine.
206-707-2837.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, and while I was going through my bills, I noticed that I was charged for a bunch of DSL modems. I assume that one for each one of those lines. I never received any. I've just picked them up from the local recycling place, and I'm using stuff that I have lying around the house.
Right. Now, this is what we can do. I mean, there will be, you know, we plan on issuing the credits, you know, for at least two of them, okay? Actually, I don't see an issue in issuing a credit for the remainder, of, since you're being billed for the DSL for all of them. However, from here forward, you will be billed for at least two of them if you're keeping two connections, and that's just across the board, unfortunately, that the router fee, we do charge for that. I mean, there's no way of getting around it, even if you are using your own equipment.
Okay, well, can you send them to me? Because I haven't received them.
I was going to say, on a side note, if you didn't get them, do you want them? So at least if you're getting billed for them, at least you've got our stuff.
Yeah, if you're going to charge me for them, you better send them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't see why we can't go back and, you know, issue credits for those as well if you did not receive them for all connections. But let me see. Okay. It let me go back and they'll affect that line.
Okay.
November 1st.
Okay. So there's a good chance that you should be able to do it on all of them, and then we don't have to actually figure the credits. The system can do it. And you know what? I'm going to mute you guys for just a minute, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay. What I'm doing now is... Okay, I got that line, the 4075. That one's bill affected back to November 1st.
Great.
And then, let's see. Okay.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Tammy, when I go in here, I'm just trying to figure out if you can, because since I'm going to be in, he wants to keep the DSL ending in the CTL 078, and then we're just going to keep the one ending in 439.
Okay.
So what I've got
to do. Do you want the associated product IDs off of those? Is that what you're looking for?
No.
Did you get that?
Actually,
or?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. 078 is the one ending in 6310.
Okay.
And 439 is the one ending in 6110.
So I just need. So what I'm trying to distinguish at this point is the remainder. That way I can get the exact date and bill effect it back. So let's start with. I'm just going to go in here and if you could pull like the order list up.
Okay.
And then, oh goodness, it's not letting me because it's telling me view.
Because I was in it. I'm out of it now.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. There we go. Okay. So, we're keeping that. So, 6081, let's see, and the web access ending in 481. What's the bill effect date?
6081 and 481. 10/10/2011.
Thank you. So if anything, hopefully, I mean, October, November, it's one more month. So if anything, we can just issue 1 month instead of, rather than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you can do this.
I think according to what Matt told me, you can go back. I think he made it seem like you could go back as far as you wanted as long as you had supervisor approval.
Yeah, that's what he just
said. And I don't think he's, you know, I don't think there's going to be an issue getting that.
No.
So kind of with my thinking.
Yeah, she approved it already.
Okay, okay. Sorry, CJ. You get to hear our actual work conversations here. But
right.
The good thing
this
is we'll get it all hopefully taken care of for you today. Is it messing you up that I'm still in the account? Because
nope.
I can actually close the account and keep the order list open.
Nope.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. Are these orders dating for today or tomorrow, Jesse?
I am. You can go and look at the disconnect for that line if you want.
Okay. Okay.
It's probably doing it on the bill effect date.
It is. It's they all do it on the bill cycle date, yeah.
Yeah, I can move it till today.
I'm just thinking if we wait till then, it's gonna be that much longer till we can get an updated balance.
I know. I'm gonna do it.
Even if you date, it's still probably not gonna have an updated balance
no,
until tomorrow, right?
Well, I would think to the bill cycle date, honestly.
Yeah, sometimes it'll show up in the account before the bill produces, but yeah, it very well might not give an updated balance with all the credits. Just a heads up on that, CJ. It may not be till like the 20, your bill produces on the 25th. It may not, your credits may not show up on your account until that bill produces on March 25th.
Yeah, that's fine. I usually.
In the long run, you know. I'd say you're going to get them, so that, you know,
yeah.
It just, we
yeah.
may not know the exact total until then.
Okay.
Right.
So long as I don't get lines disconnected, I was told at one point that on the 15th lines would be disconnected, and that's kind of why I'm doing it this week.
Right. Okay, so six, that's not, how about 401, sorry, 4071.
4071. Do you know which internet's on that one?
I believe it's ending in 8072.
I'm missing my other one. 481. Hang on.
That's okay.
Okay, 078. Where'd they go?
Me with this,
oh,
Annie.
Not a problem. 0078. There's 439. There's 481. No, what number, which one did you say? I think, did you say 072?
The phone number is ending in 4071, but
and then,
the DSL is ending in 8072.
Okay, yes, I agree with that. Okay, so that is, I'm getting confused by numbers. Okay,
yeah.
This is where it gets tricky, and I'm not sure how you're going to have to do this. This is one of the what?
I just, let's do the wireline.
The DSL portion, okay, the wireline portion didn't actually complete until, that's the one that didn't complete until February 7th.
That's okay. It'll let me do one at a time.
Okay, so the wire, the 4071 phone number order did not complete through the system, you know, totally archived until February 7th. And then, let me get a look at the DSL too. And let me know when you're ready for that date.
I am.
December 2nd.
Perfect.
Is when that one actually archived, completed through.
Wireline. This one is 7. For DSL. Yeah, it's letting me do. That's nice. Now, we're good. So basically we have two lines for calling and two lines for just our dedicated DSLs. So, CJ, you had stated that I could cancel. You had given me two that you were using, that I could cancel either one. So let me kind of fill you in on, obviously, I kept the CTL web access that you had given me. You told me to keep the one ending in 078. That one's still there. Mm-hmm. And then what I did was I kept the one ending in 439. We got rid of the 481.
Okay. What do you mean by web access? I'm sorry.
That's just what we have. That's just what we call it. The internet, the CTL codes that you were giving me. You had said, like I said, you've given me one that, you know, the CTL 101277. You had given me one that ended in 439, and then the other one ending in 481.
Right.
We kept the 439.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me confirm this. And then what I can do, Tammy, is, like Matt was saying, to get him down to the pricing. Let me see if I can go in there and do the code. Okay. So,
CJ, just on a side note, so you're aware,
mm-hmm.
I just looked at the financial services portion of, you know, like to see if there's a suspend date or anything assigned to your account. The only thing that's assigned to the account is you're going to get a late notice go out in the mail on March 23rd. There's no suspend date or anything assigned to there, just so you're aware. That's the only thing they're showing is, and it, I'm assuming it's because you made that $150 payment. So, you know, you're not, at this point, we, you know, between, you'll be good because the credits will apply before you even get to that point, just so you're aware of that.
Great.
Let me, go ahead.
Oh, I think this just, I think there's just a lag between when I talk and when you hear me. I'm using Skype to do this call recording, so yeah, there's just a lag.
So, Tammy, on the wire lines. On the wire lines that he has just used for internet, or I'm sorry, just used for his just voice calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a discount on there. It's going to be $10 off of each of those lines. So that's 20 a month that's going to come off.
Okay. Let me get my other piece of paper here so I don't get lost. So those lines are billing at $27.80 a piece, and you're given $10 off of each of those. Okay.
So this is going to generate orders on it, but I think I should be able to complete them out.
$439.95 and $078. Okay. Standard pricing. Okay.
Okay. can just go in there and complete that. That one's done.
Do you have a code to put on the internet part?
That's what I believe. You may want to double check this. 447K. On those lines, what I was going to see is once you get on there, see if you can't find that, because I can put an additional $5 off of those two lines for the pure broadband. So that will, do you understand what I'm saying? So I can do $10 off of the normal voice lines, $5 off of those two other lines. So a total of, you know, $10, $20, and then $30 just in the lines. Does that make sense?
And you want me to see the amount the 447K is?
Yeah, I want to see if it's actually there first.
All right, hang on a minute. And I'm actually just looking on one of your disconnect orders to see if it's in the list.
Because what, I mean, the 447K would actually go on the web access portion. Am I right when you guys do those orders for the...
I can't put that on there. I don't think 47K is right.
Okay.
Because I just pulled up what it is.
Okay.
And it's your offer for the 15, 20, and 25 meg.
Yeah, I don't know what... He was coming up with that.
Yeah, it's your offer for the HSI.
No, that's okay. That's
so
great.
That's not the right one.
That's okay. We'll find it.
What was the amount? Do you know?
15, I believe.
For the pure broadband?
Yes.
It's 276C. Is it your offer or my offer?
I believe it's yours.
276C.
C. Now, is that on the web access or the wire line?
It's on the web access.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back into the handbook, into the helps I get into non-expired promotions. Let's try that again. Pure broadband.
And I don't know. I did check this, and this may be something that we also need to check as well. Just on the most recent statement, I only see two routers that were being billed for $749 apiece. I don't see four.
While you're doing what you're doing, I'll go back through I'll start with the October bill, and I'll go back through and see how many billed on each of them.
Okay, cool. All right, so 078.
October 2. Sorry, CJ. I hope you've got stuff that you're doing to kill this time.
Oh, yeah. I'm
I know.
Taking notes and doing other things here. I've got plenty to do.
November 2. January. February. Yeah, on all of the bills, and I went back to October, there's only ever been billed two $7.49 router fees.
Yeah. And I can just do an adjustment here today for that. That's not a big deal.
Okay. So it'd be October, November, December, January, February. Five times... $14.98. You'd be looking at $74.90 for those.
Okay. I'll do that now.
Okay.
There we go.
You know what? It's actually good. Let me see. Brianna ain't jumping all over you.
You know what, Jesse? We may have to look at those codes. Because that code I gave you, the 276C, is only good on a 3 meg or higher. So the system's not going to recognize it.
I know. That's what I was trying to tell Matt.
Yeah, the system's not going to recognize it.
You can give me 10 megs. I don't mind.
Oh, if we only could, CJ, for everything that you've been through, I would be ecstatic. If I was able to do that for you, I really would in a heartbeat. If you only knew, I really, really would if I could. I would give it to you for free. I really would.
I appreciate that. So I see a one-time charge here on the October bill, HSI equipment shipping / delivery fee of $45.90. You'd mentioned that you only saw some $7 bills. I guess it was like billing me each month for the equipment or something.
That's the 22. It's the 20. Basically, that's supposed to be your full install on your router that apparently was never done. It's $22.95 each. That's what the $45.90 is.
Oh, I see.
From what you're saying, you never even got them. I don't know. You know, if Jesse can credit them, I'll credit it. It doesn't matter to me at this point.
Okay.
We'll credit back that $45.90 also.
Okay. Yeah, I have some here. We have a recycling place, and I stopped by and picked up some that people must have dropped off. So I just use things that I found.
Let me...
I don't know what I need to verify with Kara what code I need to use for the DSL, the web access, because all I've got left to do is put the $5 credit on the Pure Broadband telephone numbers. I've done the $10 code, complete those orders out.
I just
do the, you know, the 2-5, but I need to verify with Kara on what codes to use because I don't see anything.
Yeah, I'm a little...
And I want it to be able to pull. I don't want to put it on here and it not pull.
And it not work, definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, CJ, here's what I'm thinking. You've got my email address. You've got Jesse's. We're both working on this. At this point, we need to figure out what we can do. Now that the services that you're going to keep is... As soon as those disconnect orders go through, the services that you want to keep is what's on the account. Jesse and I need to do some work with our supervisors to get you to the correct price point. Can you give us a day or two?
Yeah, that sounds just fine.
I mean, like I said, you're not in jeopardy. You're not in jeopardy of being suspended. You know, I just confirmed that. You've got both of our emails. I don't remember. We've been on the phone for so long. I'll give you my voicemail number, too, if you want. I don't have a problem with that.
Yes, sir.
And honestly, at this point, I say at this point, we're just kind of take a break for a minute, let Jesse and I work with our supervisors to see how we can get you nearest the price point as possible. You know, we got to work on it and just kind of go from there.
Yeah, in actuality, you know, like you said, the router and the shipping, that part is going to be done today. I already issued the credit for the router that it's being billed since March. That's been done.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. There was one thing that I wanted to ask about.
I want to say even tomorrow. I think we should be good by tomorrow.
Yeah, if we can both kind of go to her supervisor today and be like, look, do you have any idea of what code to use? You know, we can definitely... And I have no problem. I mean, if we want to do the three-way call again where Jesse calls you and then brings me on or I call you and bring Jesse on, you know, I don't have a problem with that. And we can go over, kind of finalize everything tomorrow if that'll work for you.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to mention that if you guys need to bundle things, I'm happy to have the 3631 be a bearer line for that DSL if that helps at all.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, the two phone lines that you have with us, are they each at one location?
The 3610 is at Raccoon Point Road right now, and the, what was the other one? The 6310 is at Salmonberry. So, yeah, there are two different locations.
And those are so those two phone numbers are at the locations that you need each of the internets on, right?
Well, currently, but we are moving this week from the Raccoon Point Road location to just down the road from the Salmonberry, so.
Well, we definitely need to get it done before then.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, all right. Let's do this. I have your cell phone, I think, 206-707-2837 is your cell phone, right?
Yep.
I know you don't call yourself. So you have to, I just have so many figures right here. I want to make sure I got the right number.
Yep, that's right.
All right. So let's do this then. Let Jesse and I work on this a little more. We'll let you go. We'll work on this a little more. And then when I come in the morning, you know, when Jesse and I both come in tomorrow morning, we'll talk and see if she's going to call you or I'm going to call you. But one of us will get back to you. Even if we're not completely done, one of us will get back to you tomorrow to at least give you an update.
Sounds good. And can I get that voicemail number from you, Tammy?
I'm sorry, get what number?
The voicemail. You said you were going to give me your voicemail number?
Oh, yes. My voicemail number. It is 866-849-4479.
All right.
Make sure you say Tammy, because that is shared by my team of about 15 of us.
Okay.
Okay? Right.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. And like I said, one of us will get back with you tomorrow, both of us. You'll at least hear from one of us tomorrow to either let you know, you know, what's going on, or at least to give you an update, okay?
All right, that sounds great. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome, CJ. We'll speak to you soon.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Tammy, I'll be over.
Okay.